What is going on, everybody? Hope you're having a great start to the week. It's your host, Justin Vandehey, here at the Assassins Podcast. We have got Money Morning Quarterback here on Monday, August 22nd. Excited to kick things off before we go deep into one of these companies again. As a reminder, what we do here on Mondays is we look at the companies that raised their pre-seed, seed, Series A rounds. We go a little deeper on one of those opportunities. This week, it's going to be all about healthcare. But before we get into that, I want to talk about a couple notable companies that were doing big things, announced their rounds last week. We kick it off with Microverse, a $4 million Series A. That's an online school for remote software developers. That was led by NorthZone, Kevin Hartz, and General Catalyst. Mobot, a $12.5 million Series A. What they're building is a QA as a service platform that uses real mechanical robots to automate testing on mobile devices. That was led by Y Combinator, Blink Capital, Primary Venture Partners, and Codacap. Growth Space, a $25 million Series B. What Growth Space is building is a talent development platform that's helping personalize learning and development of employees. That was led by our friends at SAP.io. Shout out to Ram and the team there. M12, Microsoft's Venture Fund, and Z Ventures. HyperTrack, a $25 million Series A. What they're building is a location-based API for business automation solution led by Founders Fund, Nexus Venture Partners, Westbridge Capital. And last but not least, Incredible Health, an $80 million Series B. What they're building out is a medical and health platform that helps connect health systems with nurses. This was a stacked round. A16Z, Base 10 Partners, Mr. Andre Iguodala, Kaiser Permanente is a strategic investor, Obvious Ventures, and 444 Capital. Yo, that is a big business. Excited to dig into that one here in the podcast. We're going to be talking a lot about talent development, a lot about the healthcare industry and the hiring practices there. All right, without further ado, Assassins, let's get into the show. Giddy up. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind. They say money over everything, everything, gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring, salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny, pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated. Closing deals on a daily, weekly, monthly. Real recognized, real, you dudes acting funny. Don't
Welcome back, time. Everybody. Time it's your host, money. Justin Vandehey. Excited to get into the show. We've got a good one coming up. I was thinking about this episode, you know, as we were talking about healthcare last week with my former manager, BJ Shacknowski, now the CEO at Simpler, and just the staffing issues and a lot of the challenges that health systems face to find and retain great talent, which I think is why this organization, Incredible Health, is having such an awesome tear as of the last couple of years. So that's the organization we want to highlight today. Incredible Health, this last week, announcing a massive fundraise, $80 million Series B that was put together by Base 10 Partners. Their existing investors, Andreessen Horowitz, Obvious Ventures, also came back in for more. Also in that round, they had a strategic partner in Kaiser Permanente, an existing customer of theirs, as well as some insane angels that include Workday CEO, Channel Fernando, Mr. Andre Iguodala. I got to get that guy on this podcast. Been trying to figure out how to get Andre on here. Rethink Impact, Stardust Equity. There was a couple of TikTok personalities in this thing. Just a huge, huge round of folks that see this opportunity. And so to get into the problem that Incredible Health is trying to solve, at a macro level, the U.S. is on track to be 1 million nurses short by the end of next year, which is pretty insane to think about, given that, again, we're just coming out of a global pandemic, or we're in it. I don't even know at this point, but this, at the end of the day, poses a huge financial risk to hospitals because contractors overall just cost a lot more to employ, and that ultimately impacts the quality of care that patients are getting at hospitals. And so the solution that Incredible Health has built out is really a networks effect business where they help on the nurses' side, nurses complete their profile. There's 40 to 50 different criteria, including location and preferences, their licenses, their skills. And then they, on the same token, work with each hospital individually to understand what that organization needs as far as their hiring requests, their systems in place. And then they facilitate the matching. So they look at this network that they've got on the nurse's side, and then they connect that with a network of health systems that are connected on the employer side. And some of the benefits of that, again, is that because they have such a strong both nurse side of the network and now are growing out that physician or employer side, they've got a ton of data flowing through their system. So it becomes a lot easier for these health systems to find more qualified applicants. And at the same time, on the nurse's side, they can be more tailored with the opportunities that are being served to them as well through the platform. And again, that service is such a better experience than going out and having to sift through, you know, 200 different candidates via an app and find, you know, a needle in a haystack on any given day. And it's, you know, just a much more targeted and streamlined experience. And so with the new round of financing as well, what they're saying they're going to look to build out is just helping make that targeting even better through better automation and just more personalization through the service. They also have a ton of different free resources that nurses can take advantage of via the platform as well, like continuing education. They can invest in their certifications. I think there's some even sponsored opportunities for that. They have a free salary estimator on the site and advice platform for nurses, and then also opportunities to help them connect with others in their field, focus on their career and development, growth. They have scheduling services, mobility, and relocation support. So they're doing a lot to try to make the offering really sticky on that one side of the platform to continue to provide value. And I think what'll be really interesting too, as you look at their solution, is they're clearly investing very heavily on sort of helping improve that automation and personalization even deeper there. But I think there's also a really compelling and interesting opportunity to broaden their solution to monetize that. And it'll probably, you know, come on the employer side, but just really cool to see how they're thinking about growing their solution and their service and their business. And I think best of all is just the overall outcomes. And some of these that were quoted in both their press release and just looking at some of the data on their site is that through the use of the platform, what they're finding is that nurses that find employment through the platform see a 17% increase in their salary, which is freaking awesome, a 15% reduction in commute time. They also say that the employers are seeing a 3 times faster level of recruitment versus the national average. So it takes 30 days less, or instead of 90 days on average. So that's insane as well. And they claim that there's a 25x hiring efficiency for hospitals, which again is saving these health systems and executives roughly $2 million per hospital per year that would have been spent on temporary workers and other HR costs. So there's a real ROI to the business and the network that they're building out. And speaking of the network and the business, the healthcare staffing market as of last year was $38.6 billion, growing at a 6.89% CAGR, which is massive, obviously. And I think what's really interesting too, as again, we mentioned, there's been this huge shortage in the healthcare space, but there's clearly a huge need on the employer side to fill these vacancies. And so Incredible Health last year saw a 500% increase in revenue in 2021. They're cash flow positive with 180 employees. Some of the quotes that they have in their on their site, on their press release, is that they see more than 10,000 nurses joining its marketplace every week. They're able to reduce the average time to hire to 14 days from the industry standard of 82 days. On the employer side, they have 60% of the top-ranked hospitals in the United States, which is around 600 hospitals using its platform for permanent staffing. Again, that's a really critical call out as far as how they're differentiating, is that this is only about permanent staffing needs, not temporary or travel. And again, they want to expand to 90% of the U.S. nurse workforce, and they're currently operating in 35 states. So they're clearly cracking this network effect of driving nurses to sign up, which in turn is fueling the revenue growth on the hospital side. A little more about the team. We've got Iman Ubuzed, the CEO and co-founder. She is insanely brilliant. She has a medical degree, an MBA from Wharton with a specialization in healthcare management. She was affiliated with NFX. Shout out to James Currier and the team there. We all know they're about building massive network businesses, and this is clearly one of the biggest, largest healthcare platform network effect businesses out there. Rome Portlock, their CTO and co-founder from MIT, he has a long list of engineering leadership roles, also part of NFX. So they've got a stacked team, and they're growing. And again, cash flow positive at this stage is freaking awesome. Couple of other notable things to call out. I will say that, again, they're clearly crushing it on the revenue side, but it's not going to be just a runaway game here for Incredible Health. There's a lot of really respectable players in the space. I think, you know, you'll see companies like Nomad Health. Again, they raised a $218 million round. They're focused, though, on temporary staffing. I think that's a key differentiator. Vivian Health, a $60 million round recently. IntelliCare has raised $170.8 million. Clipboard Health is another one that's raised $94.1 million. And then lastly, Trusted Health. So again, there's this obviously a clear market need for these sort of ecosystem and platforms. I think what's really special, though, about what Incredible Health is doing, again, focusing narrowly on the permanent positioning, as well as very narrowly, at least on that nurse practitioner side, whereas I think some of the others are either focusing on temporary work or seasonal or traveling or more broadly. Again, and without that focus, I think it's a little bit more diluted, where I think what Incredible Health has done really well is they're providing resources to make the nurses side of the network effect very sticky, and in turn is fueling a lot of that revenue growth. It'll be really interesting to see how Incredible Health continues to grow the nurses side of the network. They reference in a couple of their blog posts about the focus on Gen Z and just the future of the nursing industry, and really hitting on targeting influencers to drive a lot of their growth. Like, there are some really interesting kind of tactical things that they're doing as a network effects company that you wouldn't think of traditionally in healthcare, that I think is really, really interesting and neat to see. Like, if you think about sort of early network effect days of what Uber and Lyft were doing, you know, I think what's different about transportation is obviously, like, there's a lot of a regional aspect and component of going into these markets. With nurses, again, your employment is, again, proximity to where you're located, but it'll be really, yeah, again, compelling and interesting to see what Incredible Health decides to do to continue to grow the nurses side, because I think that is going to be the thing that ultimately allows them to crack this, to continue to grow on the employer side. I think the thing that, again, works to their benefit, though, on the employer side, is that there is a lot of consolidation happening in these health systems where, you know, independent practices are being swooped up by larger health systems. So it'll be, again, easier to sort of sell tops down if they can continue to grow the number of nurses that they've got on the platform. But again, in closing, just really excited about the company. A big shout out to Rome and Iman. Clearly have got this network growing and excited to see where they take this massive round of financing next to grow the venture. All right, that is a wrap. Money Morning Quarterback in the books. Big shout out to the team at Incredible Health. We got a big week coming up this week on the site. If you check out assassins.com, and actually on Entrepreneur, we got some love on entrepreneur.com for an article I wrote up on going all in on your startup. Talks a little bit about the early days of how I balanced family with the venture as we were grinding and getting the business going in the early days. Thought you'd enjoy that. We've got another incredible guest coming up on Friday, one of my dear friends from the early days at Intuit, running product at one of the largest SaaS companies in existence in the United States right now. It's an awesome episode on how to think about building products at different stages in the life cycle of the business. And again, just appreciate everybody tuning in. If you want to email me with suggestions or ideas or feedback, would love to hear from you, justin@assassins.com. Until then, appreciate you tuning in. Keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep getting that money. Grind, grind. Assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind. See them dollar signs, assassin state of mind, assassin state of mind, hustle, grind.
grind. See them dollar signs way above the bottom line. Assassin state of mind. They say money over everything. Everything gauge in the game. Shopping for a wedding ring. Salary, startups, crypto, stock exchange. Appreciate every penny. Pocket change. One phone call and your life can change. What's your love language? Can't do business if it ain't reciprocated.